All right, good morning, everybody. I will call to order the regularly scheduled limited agenda for the Board of Supervisors on this Wednesday this week, December 27, 2017. Board, please add a new hire to the Sheriff's Office effective 1/2/18 for Blake Davis at $1,678.95 biweekly. Other than that, we're good to go. So we've got first on the agenda, public comment number one, ahead of Pledge of Allegiance, huh? Did that get, yeah. So public comment number one, anybody wishing to address the board on any topic, please come on up. Seeing no one moving the microphone, we'll move to Pledge of Allegiance. Please join us as always.
We honor America with Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to hold on to minutes until next week, and we'll do the December 19th minutes. Personnel actions with the addition of Blake Davis.
Moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Chitty.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Personnel actions pass. Claims board. I've got one to pull. It's a claim for Parenting Way. Laura, you reported on Parenting Way and Boost a couple times. This one just caught my eyes. It started to come through. Lisa Markley and I had a conversation about it. I believe that since this is a contract between Boost and Parenting Way, that Boost is going to have the authority, but I would like us to pull this and refer it to our civil attorney just to verify, since we know that it's all under audit. Since you're on the Boost board, I wanted you to have a chance to speak to it.
I think that's appropriate. I know we did get an email that said that the executive director of Boost had referred it to Boost's civil attorney or the attorney, and the attorney said we could not withhold the money, meaning Boost. Sorry, the we of Boost. And so now to have our civil attorney look at it too, since we are the fiscal agent, seems like it would be prudent on it. Do want to point out, when I reported a week or so ago about it, the difference, you know, $27,000 and $25,000, there's about $1,700 that is actually owed to a separate agency. So the auditor's report says there's $27,000 that they can't track according to the payroll, but $25,000 of that plus some is actually to Boost.
Very good.
So, yeah.
Very perfect. So then let's do it in two steps then. I would take a motion to approve the claims with the exception of claim 34-21-82.
I would so move.
I would second.
That's a whole group. Sorry.
Oh. So all the claims to parent from Parenting Way. Okay. So
that's the motion.
So I think, and Loris will redo this, I would like us to make the motion to approve all our claims except for any claim to Parenting Way at this point. You willing to make that motion?
Yes, I would so make that motion.
Okay, so that boils it down to one?
It's multiple claims.
It's multiple claims to that one vendor.
I would second that then.
Yeah. So this is every claim except for those two Parenting Way. Discussion? Olson?
Aye.
Chitty?
Aye.
Sanders, aye. Now, the Parenting Way claims, I'm suggesting, board, that we ought to refer these to our civil attorney and ask for guidance what the board, since we're the ones who ultimately approve the claim, even though it's a separate entity that has the contract, refer it to Ethan, let him come back to us on January 2nd with some advice.
Yeah, you approve the auditor issuing that warrant is what you do, or issuing that check is how you, what you do for Boost. So,
okay.
I don't know where your boundaries lie.
And that's why we need to refer
it. But we do need to talk to the county attorney,
sure,
obviously.
So if you guys agree with that, one of you guys make that motion.
I would still make that motion.
Thank you.
All right, motion and a second to refer this to civil attorney for guidance to the Board of Supervisors. Further discussion? Olson?
Aye.
Chitty?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. That takes care of claims. Consent agenda board.
Go ahead.
I would move as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. Olson.
Can we have just a little comment in general? Or Move second. You're right, consent. Aye. Okay, aye.
Okay. Chitty?
Aye.
Sanders, aye. Now, Loris, if you have a comment on what we just passed, have at it.
Okay. I was glad to see that there were female applicants. I know that there have been comments by previous boards that sometimes that has been difficult to attract, and so that made me happy to see that we were getting a good balance. I know that the incumbents were all male that we approved, so it seemed like overall we got good balance. It also seemed to be, I had brief conversations with three of the four new applicants, and I was pleased to hear that the two applicants who weren't selected this time were certainly willing to be considered in the future.
And I'll just, so thank you, Loris, and echo those positive feelings. I'll just say this, and don't mean to speak for Deb Shildroth, but I'll look at her while I say this. I thought it was, we had such great applicants across the board. It was a pleasure to sit down and talk to all of them. And even the two applicants that we didn't appoint for their first board, I think probably it's reasonable to think they're going to get appointed to something in the near future. Really, really good pool of applicants. Let's see. Does that take us all the way to public forum two? Opportunity for members of the public to address anything they want to address. All right. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Any liaison assignments from your trip to Green Bay?
No, as Elder, that it was colder there than it was here. So happy to be down in the sunny Iowa again.
And any liaison assignments from your week of playing Santa Claus?
Oblated,
FedEx.
A belated Merry Christmas. Good luck to both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones. And I don't want to let this moment pass. Loris, you left a piece of paper on my desk. You did not provide anywhere close to what I would consider good boardsmanship, and the fact that you neither contacted Jessica or myself, and the fact that you're doing something in that respect.
I've had the conversation with our county attorney, clarified in the future that the importance of contacting Jessica first. The situation, as I had offered to reach out to you afterwards, and Jessica said that she would reach out instead, I took her as that was her advice then.
Well, so, I have additional advice from, we'll get to that, but I would like to point out to the public as a point of historical perspective, you saw a conversation with me in Rick's absence when he left to care for his father, in the sense that I think we all were under the expectation that his next contact with us would reflect a death in the family. I think that's tacky on a personal level. I think that's unseemly, but you did. You came into my office. You asked me to be, you would offer up your vote. So going forward next week, when we do configure the board, to have your support in being the next board chair.
No, you
asked me to be the board chair.
Correct, yes.
You offered your support to me to be the next board chair, correct?
Correct, that is correct.
I declined. I declined twice. You couldn't take no for an answer once. You got it twice. Done. Then this repressed memory pops up last week, and I don't know what you're doing. He has a political feel about it. I just can't escape that one, because I think that, you know, you may be acting outside of your offices or offices. So I just would like to say I find that I don't know. I come here to do the job that I was appointed to do, subsequently elected to do. I serve the people of this county. I don't come to this office to watch Netflix, and I will be cordial and collegial to the people on this board and the employees of this county. My expectation is that is of Rick, and that is of you. I get it. From our county attorney, this matter took her a surprise as well. It is unfortunate that this has occurred at a meeting in which you were not present and thus unable to respond. I did have the opportunity to meet with Ms. Olson last week. I explained that not notifying myself or you prior to the meeting, to the public statements, and prior to contacting IPIP about alleged open meetings violations is problematic in a variety of ways. I also forwarded her communications with IPIP to her private attorney, Frank Fielmeyer. My best recommendations to you at this time is that you communicate with Ms. Olson either, one, in an open meeting, as we do here, two, with Ethan or I present. This will protect you and Ms. Olson from any further allegations of open meeting violations. To that end, it happens here, or it happens in somebody else's presence?
I'm very comfortable with happening here or happening in someone else's presence regarding this issue.
Ethan's or
oh, Ethan and Jessica. So to back up here a little bit, it was presented to me by Supervisor Sanders that it appeared that we had broken the law because the conversation had been conveyed to him. Okay, so I got on the phone and I called to find out if, in fact, I had been broken. And the executive director of the Iowa Public Information Board told me this is what I needed to do. So
you have held yourself out as a champion and a shining light of the open meetings laws as they're comported. How could you be so foolish?
I truly believe we were having a ministerial conversation.
And why did you come? I find it unseemly, Loris. You did something that was just foolish. In a year's time, because we did this toward the end of the year, we have got a year under our belt.
Mm-hmm.
Shared together. I have been kind, cordial, outgoing, helpful. I didn't do anything unseemly. You did it.
I asked a question. I got a response. I asked a follow-up question. I got a response. And at that, I really believe that we had had a ministerial conversation. It wasn't until Rick pointed it out.
I can't wait for, I only suspect as 2017 gives way to 2018 that here we are, we will probably spend time at this forum revisiting 2017 as you find things. My suspicion. I don't think you do things in real time. I think you tie down the meetings that we have to do things like this.
I'm sorry.
Did you not think that I was worthy of notice of this? Because you didn't. Shame on you. You're not.
At that point, I was concerned that in notifying you that I had a further violation. Marty. Really, at that point, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Well, you're not the champion of the cause that you hold yourself out to be. And I would appreciate you taking the life that you did.
Okay.
It was at your behest. It was of your doing.
I came in and...
I did not solicit this conversation. I never gave you any inclination that I would not support Rick going forward. I think that we are well served today. We're well served into the future. I think we are the beneficiaries of a board that has been well run for a number of years. You should be mindful of that. You should be respectful of that. You should do everything to enhance that.
I do not share all of your assessment as far as whether it has always been run in a, I would say, a uniform manner. And
how so? You sit there, you paint with the broadest of brushes. You never, never offer anything up.
What I'll be bringing forth next week.
Here we go. Let's talk about the past.
So
I'm going to show up and talk about 2018. I'm going to work in behalf of 2018 on the county.
Yeah. And in that effort of 2018 being a better year, I will be bringing forward what I hope would be a agreement of the operating principles for the Board of Supervisors in some of the areas where it doesn't appear, we've already discussed before that we don't have any operating principles as a board about who can do what.
Whoa. When did we discuss that? You just implied that we all agree. I was going to sit there quietly until you start making assertions that aren't factual. You just implied that we've all agreed we don't have operating principles. And I recall that I sat here in this chair when you tried to make that ludicrous assertion before and said we absolutely have operating principles. It's called Iowa Code 331. I encourage you to read it then. I'll encourage you to read it now.
About a month ago, I brought up, I noted already that I would be bringing something to the board about consistency in some of the ways in which we operate, but it's not written down, so that it's not clear to all of us equally about what exactly.
I think your presence or lack thereof may lead to your uninformed status. I think that you need to take this job as a full-time thing. Be present for it. show interest in moving about other than an electronic form, it serves me very well.
I'm going to back up. I'm sorry to go back in history a little bit here. But after the events of June and July, it was...
your own doing. You know, you cannot paint me with that. You cannot paint him with that. You brought that on yourself.
I initiated the action because I felt that in the long run, it was what was appropriate.
And it did not serve you or us.
I wonder if it served the greater good in the long run, though. So let's go back to, if I can finish my...
I think that is, as they say, that's putting makeup on something.
So now I'd like to go back, okay, to the discussions back in July. And one of the things that I offered to do, because it was pointed out to me that there was low morale. And so I deliberately...
Who's doing? I don't understand.
I continue to finish my sentence, sir.
Well, I would ask the same when I speak, too. So, but yes, I will grant it.
Okay. It was pointed out that I should look for ways to help diffuse the situation. And at that point, I began working more from home. And there were discussions. In fact, I talked to IT about what it would take to go ahead and have either access remotely on my computer. I talked to IT about a virtual personal network. I began not coming in so much, but working from home. And I suppose if we pulled an IT dump for one thing, just one way electronically, it would be indicative that I was clearly working many hours. So now I'm being chastised for being asked to help diffuse the situation.
This job is not done in an electronic form solely. You cannot go there and say, I spent my hours on the computer. This job is done on a face-to-face, office-by-office, and the thing is, you were lacking in that sense. I think the well-roundedness that you can get from having a robust conversation with a department head by the give and take, that they can share information that may not be in an email, or may not be on a presentation, you give them an opportunity to speak. I think that they find a welcoming thought that somebody thinks enough of them from our level to talk to them, and I give them every opportunity I can when I have a question.
I would love to have more contact with staff to have those robust conversations. It has been conveyed to me by our attorney multiple times that there is a concern out there about how that occurs.
There's a concern out there about how that occurs. There's a concern with you creating a hostile work environment.
Well,
I'm gonna weigh in right here, Loris. It is amazing to me that when given the opportunity to go back and view the events of July, where you were clearly, completely, and demonstrably wrong in every way, shape, and form. At the conclusion of that meeting, you responded that if given the chance, you would do the same thing all over again. Even knowing what you knew then, that county attorney said you can't do this, you shouldn't do this, and you said then, if I had it to do over again, I'd still do it. And here we are 6 months later, and it is borderline delusional to me that you would sit there and say, I was just serving the greater good. There is nothing good that came from your behavior over the last 6 months. There's not one good thing that's come out of it. This is not a place that you get to mail it in. It's not a place that you get to work from home. It's not a place that you get to come in the office and watch Netflix. It's none of those things. And yet that's how you've decided to serve, again in quotation marks, the people of Story County. Loris, we need to have a better 2018, and it starts with you. You don't even have to be a good supervisor. Just become a marginal supervisor, and we'll be just fine.
Well, and I'm going to point out once again, my lack of presence at the office has been a direct result of advice and feedback from the two of you and from my county.
But you're saying the two of us told you not to come in. You're saying that.
No, I'm saying that there have been my decreased presence in the office has been then when I come in, it seems to be a better environment, and you guys have responded at various times to that, and given, Rick, you've given me encouragement about how it seems to be better, and so that things have been getting better.
Again, you are twisting and misstating facts. The only thing I've said to you, Loris, is I actually critiqued you last week. I said, hey, Loris, with Marty gone, it's really, really important that one of us be here in the office. And you took that and went and told somebody else, Rick says I need to be in the office more, which is not exactly what I said, but I said that. And I thought enough of you at that point to say, hey, you were elected. You make your own decisions. But you know what, Loris? Then you've got to live with your decisions. You've decided not to be here. Nobody told you not to be here. Marty and I didn't tell you not to be here. I don't buy that you've gotten any legal advice that told you not to be here. What everybody has been pulling for is for you to start to treat people appropriately and handle situations appropriately. And we got fact after fact after fact that shows that not only have you not done it in the past, you aren't anywhere close to doing it in the future.
Well, I'd be interested in receiving information on those facts, because in the conversations that I've had with the county attorney, the details seem somewhat vague and seem to shift about what the problem is.
What do you think the problem is?
I think the problem is that I do have a direct, blunt style, and that I have worked very hard to tailor that. But I am allowed to have a personality. The personality may not always be pleasing to people. Some people feel better with someone who comes in and says a lot of please and thank yous, and I've tried that much more. But I'm never going to be perceived. I don't think at this point I'm never going to be perceived as a kind, warm person in this environment. I'm also, I think from the very beginning here, of going back to June and July, this all started as an employment performance issue. And
are we going to talk about an employee's performance now?
No.
Well, then let's not go there.
Okay. But my remark is related to what do I think is seen, et cetera. Because I brought in a different perspective about some board organizational things, some things, how job duties were assigned on the direct report level, which would be we have three direct reports, I think that that was of concern to some people. And I want to make sure that as we head forward into 2018, 19 for me, 2020, is that the staff understands I'm not interested in anyone losing their job or being demoted. And somewhere along the way, there seemed to be, I feel, a perception out there that that was what I was interested in, and it never was that. I have been per 301, 302, et cetera, that we all three participate, and should be participating, in the direction of staff. So I think that the perception there is because I'm more direct, or because I might bring up a comment about something that, well, have we done this, or should we do this, that I'm not being received the same way as the staff, by the staff as the two of you. That's a great concern to me.
It should be a great concern to you, Loris, and boy, I just can't understand how staff might be concerned about how you would treat them when you file insubordination charges against the advice of our legal counsel in a public meeting against one of them, and you ask for another one's public to be publicly reviewed out here. I cannot understand how our staff would be squeamish at all around you. It just doesn't make any sense.
I'd like to point out that employee reviews, whether they're in private or whether they are done, in a closed session, or whether they're done out here in the open, that is the option of the employee. So in the second situation, the employee opted to have that in public. And once again, I'm very concerned as we go forward into 2018 that there's an attempt to limit my feedback. The county attorney has advised us, has said to us, that if, that how it has to be handled is when you're talking about a direct report employee, when you're talking about employee evaluation, that because the three of us are one entity, no one of us, I certainly at that point, I was made and was taken to heart by me, okay? No one of us is in a position to be able to direct an employee to do something. And therefore, if we as a board employ three people, we as a board need to address issues at the board table, either in an open session or go to a closed session. And once again, the law, as I understand it, is the employee gets to pick the type of session for that. Am I incorrect in that?
Yeah.
Our attorney's not here.
No, for this board to give direction to somebody appropriately or to try to make a decision about where it's going with a future decision of the board, those conversations all happen out here. But where we differ, and I believe Marty is in line with me here, is I don't believe if we hire great staff, which we have, and we give them very clear job descriptions and very clear duties and responsibilities, which I believe we have, there's no reason for us to have to direct staff. There is not a time, Deb and Alyssa, all three of our reporters are sitting here in the audience, there's not a time that I feel the need to direct any of our staff, because our expectation is that you're going to do your job, and they do a phenomenal job doing their job. So there is no direction, and for some reason you think that by being elected supervisor, by the way, we keep talking about you being elected supervisor, let's just point out 26,000 people voted against you, 17,000 voted for you. So when we start talking about a majority of Story County, my eyes gloss over. You thought that was a license for you to come in here and dictate to people the way you wanted things to be done, and neither Marty or I believe neither Marty or I has ever directed our three direct reports to do anything. I don't know. You guys would have to answer that better than me. You've tried on multiple occasions to direct.
I think one of the things that I'd like for us to look at headed into 2018 is there anything but direction given to a subordinate staff member, even if it's in the phrasing of in a question, would you please, would you do this or whatever, because there's an unequal situation there. So I think if we really got down and started digging through the last year, have there been instances where one supervisor has asked staff to do something, if would you like to do this or would you please do this if you're able? And so I think once again we have a disagreement here about the perspective about when actually our direction's being given. I'm more blunt saying let's do this.
So you're equating you telling somebody to do something with me asking somebody if it fits within their job description, if they would mind doing it. You're equating those. Dolores, your desperation to somehow equivocate your missteps, misdeeds, inappropriate behavior as a supervisor with something me and Marty done is, it's getting comical. It is ridiculous the amount of time you spend, so little time here, you spend so little time working as a supervisor, and the amount of time that you spend doing that, trying to catch me and Marty in a gotcha moment, it's pitiful.
Excuse me, you keep on saying that I don't work time as a supervisor, and yet somehow now working as a supervisor has been equated to being in this office where we all have control of our own schedules. Some of us are very good about putting everything on our schedule, Others of us are not so good about always getting it in, or it comes up at the last moment. And so, since you're not with me, since you're not sitting there at home watching me in my home office, I'm unclear where you get the impression that I'm not working hard. I brought forth proposals on housing. As an example, going out there, attending a variety of meetings, talking to people about housing. Where would that not be working as a supervisor, and how would that be any different or less than what you might be doing, Rick, or what Marty might be doing as he drives around the county? Because I know that's, you know, talking. When I get debriefed by, let's say, Chamber of Commerce staff, how is that any different than what is going on?
Yeah, so here's the quantifiable things that I know. So I've been a supervisor now almost 8 years, and I've never done this before, but with the way things are going, starting December 1st, I started tracking all three of our workloads. I started tracking our external meetings. I started tracking how much time we're spending in the office, not including today, and just looking at the work week for the month of December. The reality is Marty Chitty spends on average 6.5 hours a day in the offices of Story County, and an average of 2 hours a day in meetings with constituents out in the public. I spend an average of about 6.5 hours per day here, and an average of about 2.5 hours a day out meeting with constituents, all trackable, all on our calendars. Tracking your time and your performance, you spend an average of 2.5 hours a day here in Story County offices, and you spend an average of 1.5 hours a day out meeting with constituents. Loris, it's not even close. And as far as this work product that you're talking to us about, we all produce work product. It's part of the job. The reading that we do, the meetings that we go to, the items that we bring forward for consideration is all part of the job that we do. And you have... So you're saying you're doing all this work at home. We're not noticing anything. What we notice is when you come in here, you download 20 gigs of movies on your Netflix account.
We've discussed this, but I would like to reiterate again. I did this on a weekend, on weekend, actually.
Right, but you're watching those movies at some point.
I'm listening to them. I could have easily.
You're listening to Netflix.
I have background noise almost all the time. Okay. So I'd like to go back once again that in the tracking on a schedule versus the phone calls I'm making versus the appointments that I may have that I don't put on there.
Well, did you not just have a question here that you said you had a problem about people not putting things on their calendar?
I said...
We'll look at this. I'll go back and watch. But you just said somebody is not. Well, there you go. You're guilty of it too.
I didn't say I wasn't.
Well, I think the inference was, and you can watch it. I will. That there was it was either myself, Rick, or both not putting everything that we're doing on our calendars. But thank you for owning up to it eventually.
Okay. Well, yes, absolutely. I don't get everything on my calendar, especially if it's an incoming phone call to my cell phone or if it's something that's routed through my phone because I have that.
Right, but Marty and I get those too. And the numbers still show what the numbers show.
So now this is back to what you're trying to say is that in me trying to make staff more comfortable to ease the situation. Now I'm being criticized for doing that and conducting my work outside of the office. I will share something with you that does come from my previous employment for many years. Is news doesn't happen in the newsroom; it happens out there, and I operate this way. Also here,
our county doesn't happen.
But who says I'm in my living room all the time? So anyway, the county is more than just what occurs in the administration building also.
It is, but what occurs in the administration building is important. And the job you signed on to do was to be here. The job that you signed on to do was to represent the people of Story County, and you're flat out not doing it.
Well, I disagree with that, and that's a pretty serious charge to make against me at this point.
You know what? It's not top 10 of the most serious things that you've done in 2017. Anything else for us today?
I would just like to reiterate Jessica's advice. floor is from this moment forward. Our conversations will be done here at this table, or they will be done at Ethan or Jessica present.
That's fine.
Take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. We're adjourned.